Show coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs.
Atta baby Tone.
That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder. What?
Good day, Tony.
Good day to you. Good day to Nikki Skates.
How we doing? How we doing?
Doing great. Good day to Emmett Otter, Stephen McMahon.
Stefan.
I still don't know how to respond to that right now, Tony.
You just say, what's up,
how
dude?
How are you, man?
Just say, what's up, dude? Emmett. I mean, Otter. Mitt.
I'm giving you the response, dude. Come on, this is the response all
thought
day.
I lost my 25-game parlay for the weekend.
Oh, that would have been a disaster.
Yeah, one game in.
That would have been a disaster. Didn't hit.
Did you want to know the odds on it?
Yes.
Plus 126,219,620.
Is this $1 for a million?
Is it a million? How many digits are there?
It's invalid. It's okay. Too high.
Is it seven digits?
You can't win.
You're gonna have to take
nine
some games.
Digits.
That's 100 million.
Yeah. That's a winner. That's a winner.
That would be the greatest win of all time.
Man, how'd you do in the NBA last night?
I went 2-0, Tony.
Raulji, how'd you do in NHL last
1-0.
Night?
1-0.
How'd you do in NFL last night?
NFL?
Yeah.
Oh, Steelers. College basketball, even Steven.
That's okay.
What does he say?
Is that Mitt?
No. What was the guy who used to do that?
I Dream a Genie?
I can't remember. It was funny. I had it for a second there.
I also went 1-0 in the NFL.
I mean, the NFL went 1-0 last night.
All NFL fans went 1-0 last night.
Storybook ending, my friend.
Storybook ending.
That's why sports are the best.
On the gambling side, you know, had the over 34.5 pass attempts. Damn near almost cashed in the first half. Put the largest single bet I've ever put on a bet on that, pal.
Seven's
last ride.
That was your biggest yet?
Biggest, like, single, I'm pretty sure.
That's good.
I don't think I've ever gone over. Maybe.
That was a good bet.
Maybe, but.
There's been a few, sometimes you get that feeling. You got to, you know, you got to let it eat.
That was great. You were on a Steelers. Obviously, Raulji's all on Steelers. Mitt. Were you on the Steelers, you scumbag?
I was on the Steelers. I was also on Big Ben's over of yards.
That one
didn't
hit.
Which was a bad bet.
That one didn't hit, pal.
Yeah, I should have definitely just threw his over on attempts. I don't know what I was thinking. They haven't been completing the deep ball that much.
Snoop calling him Benji might have been like the best part of the night.
There was a lot of
Benji. 2-yard passes. He loves it.
Tell you what, I was exhausted, dude.
I know. Diggs FaceTime me at halftime. He looked like he was about to die.
Exhausted. emotional night. Great night, though. Yeah. We had winners. The show gave out winners. Everyone had winners. Fucking, it was awesome. So now we move on to week 18 in the NFL. We also have the final bowl game before the national championship tonight.
Soak this up tonight, huh?
Soak it in, baby. Hey,
Tuesday night.
Fucking drink this one in.
Yeah.
Fucking drink it low and drink it slow. We've got a full slate of NHL.
What?
What?
Nicely.
We've got a nice NBA Tuesday. What?
What?
How's the college basketball slate looking?
Hefty.
Pretty cool right now.
Hefty.
Hefty?
Large. It's large, my friend.
Sounds like we've got some nice things going.
There's a lot of it's a big pros versus Joe's night in college. Yeah.
Gotta love that.
Yep.
Gotta love that.
College basketball, the one sport where line movement probably happens for no reason at all.
Oh, I heard you were moving the lines already.
No, I didn't. I mean, everyone and their dog was on Providence this morning.
Uh-huh.
Marquette opened 1.5 favorite. Moved 2.5-point dog. Now Marquette, 1.5-point favorite. Providence been on fire. You know me.
Yeah, I do know you.
If you know me, you know I love Shaka.
You do love Shaka.
And Marquette has burned me a few times, but...
That's fine.
I have to ride it out.
You're going with Marquette.
Marquette at home.
Yeah. We will get to the rest of your NFL bets. Or sorry,
NFL.
College basketball
NFL
bets. Later tonight. Let's start with the big boys because we've got games on Saturday, two of them. Basically today, you know, maybe we just go over some information.
This is a tough.
What we think is going to happen.
I mean, this is the what Bengals move, what, 6 points in an hour?
Yeah. Chiefs are at Broncos Saturday night. Chiefs are the 2 seed. They can get to the 1 seed if the Titans lose to the Texans. Because it's on Saturday, I think they'll play their guys. Andy Reid has sat players in the past. So, I mean, it could be a situation where they get up and then take guys out. I'm not sure. It's 10, though. So, jeez. I think I'm going to...
We got Drew Lock again?
Yeah.
See, this is the thing, and we talked about this earlier. I know Baker Mayfield has been awful this year. What are you going to get?
If you're the Browns?
Yeah. If you can't get Rodgers or Russ, is what's out there better than Baker? And that's an honest... I don't know. I feel the same way about the Dolphins. It's fine if you don't like Tua, but tell me what else you're going to get.
No, you're right. I think he's good enough to be a starting quarterback in this league.
Yeah.
I think teams that have him as their starting quarterback shouldn't be fucking touting the Super Bowl before the year.
You're probably right. I'm not going to argue that.
Is what
but change might be good, too.
But do I think he would be better than
but we also
a
know,
lot of
like,
quarterbacks look, in a lot of places? Yeah,
probably. Tannehill was dog shit for 7 years for the Dolphins. Look at him now.
Mariota was average, I mean, and now he's going to be great wherever he goes.
You're going to have to die on that, Mariota Hill. You are going to have to die on that.
So, Chiefs, I'm probably going to stay away from that. Cowboys and Eagles.
Here you go. Saturday night teaser.
This one's great.
Tease Chiefs down, tease Cowboys down.
I still don't know if I trust the Chiefs, but I like where your head's at. Cowboys, Jerry, Big Mike, panic. And Dak. Okay?
Yeah.
The 3 big guys in that organization.
Eagles are sitting there, guys?
They are.
Yes.
They have COVID, and they can't move in the playoffs, so I'm pretty sure they're resting, guys. Cowboys said they are playing, guys. They want
to
win.
They need to figure it out.
So, do I like Cowboys minus the points? Yeah, I think I do. You could say that I might. That's one that I'll be looking at. Packers, Pat and AJ just asked Aaron this. LaFleur, Aaron, they said they don't want to be rusty, so they said that they are going to play against the Lions on Sunday. The line is 2.5.
Is Goff playing?
He hasn't been.
I mean, if it's Timmy Boyle, I'm taking Packers money line.
Soon as Aaron said we're playing on Sunday, I put in a sizable bet, and then literally 1 minute later, the question of is it going to be a couple drives, blah, 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 and he said, we'll see. So, I mean, what the fuck? I mean, I wouldn't take the Lions, I don't think. If Aaron gives a half, I'd be very happy.
I don't hate. I think, I mean, Jordan Love was slinging
if it's
that
Jordan Love versus TB12, I feel pretty good too.
Yeah, Jordan Love was slinging it around.
There's only so much. There's only, if you're playing starters, even if you're playing them for a half or whatever, there's only so many guys that you can dress.
Yeah.
There's still going to be some time on the field.
Yep.
Bears and Vikings. My notes here say don't bet this game.
Cousins out still?
They should be back, protocol-wise.
Cooking?
I don't know, to be honest. Just don't bet this game, okay?
I mean, there is a thought.
Vikings,
you know,
are favorites.
Maybe don't bet a lot of games. There's also a thought.
Bet all the games.
Week 18.
Bet all the games.
We die on the sword for the shield.
I took that approach for week 17.
How'd it go?
Pretty good, actually. Colts are minus 15.5 in Jacksonville.
That's a hefty number.
Winning, they're in.
Wouldn't it be kind of cool to see the Steelers get in?
Yeah, it would. They'd also, which I'll get to. We'll get to them in a second. Colts winning their end. That's a hefty line, though. For a team that hasn't won in Jacksonville since 2014.
Yes, but we forget.
Plus, there's going to be a bunch of clowns there.
No, you can't say that.
Carl Wentz.
Don't say that.
Is afraid of clowns. Connor told me it. Thank you, Connor.
Oh, no.
What?
McJesus.
Dead?
Positive.
Tease and peace for Connor and McJesus.
The Coilers are dying.
The Coilers are dying.
The Coilers are dying.
Okay. Carl Wentz is afraid of clowns, though.
Carl?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Jonathan Taylor might run for 400.
Okay. Similar situation. Win and you get the number one seed. Tennessee is minus 10.5 on the road in Houston. Does Houston want to just get the fuck out of town?
No.
I think the Jaguars want to get the fuck out of town.
I don't feel the same way about the Texans. They fought a bit in San Fran.
They fought. And that's a team where I think those guys need good tape. Let's put some good tape out there. But we'll see. Football team in New York Giants. Okay. I don't know what the fuck's going on with the New York Giants.
What do you mean?
Joe Judge. Whatever he fucking said.
He's got to figure it out.
That team has been the worst team in the NFL over the last month. They've lost by double digits every game, I think, since Joe Judge's job was safe. On the other hand, the football team I heard today.
What, Rivera going to start Kyle Allen?
It's going to be a young guys game.
Oh, Jesus.
So this is one that I probably recommend you stay the fuck away from, too.
All right.
So this is a Week 18 preseason game.
It seems that way, Mitt.
What the fuck?
Steelers at Ravens. Now, I know technically both of these teams can still get in the playoffs. All they need is the Jags to beat the Colts.
How'd the Steelers jump to 5.5?
Okay. Maybe there's the same similar thinking. What was it? 3.5?
Yeah.
Maybe they have a similar thinking to what I'm thinking right now. Those dudes fucking left everything on the field last night. That was, I think, their Super Bowl.
Oh, no.
It could be a potential letdown spot.
We got
Nick?
Sorry, Gumpy's got some news here, potentially.
Big wet butts?
We got big news out of fucking Go Blue, Tony.
Is Harbaugh leaving?
Could be tempted. Could be tempted.
He's always tempted every offseason. Tony, I agree. Prime time for a letdown spot against a tough Ravens team. It's in Baltimore, right?
Yeah.
The only thing that gives me hope is that the Ravens offensive line is absolutely decimated, and
TJ will get the sack.
He could wreck the game for Huntley, we're assuming. Or do we think Lamar's back for this one?
There's no way.
I don't think they're going to play him, dude.
No.
I wouldn't think so either. So in that case, maybe they can gather enough to give Ben one last ride out on a high note. But that one's going to be tough.
The Week 18 specials are out. I've seen – yep, there it is. TJ Watt to record 2 sacks. Oh, this is and Naj to have 100 rushing yards is plus 600.
I'd sprinkle it.
So if you go to season awards
– yeah.
And you scroll to the bottom.
Yep.
There's season award parlays.
Yep.
Right now, you can get Aaron Rodgers to be the MVP, TJ Watt to be the defensive player of the year, Jamar Chase to be the offensive rookie of the year, Micah Parsons to be the defensive rookie of the year. Those four seem like they're definitely going to happen. Now, the comeback player of the year, they have one with Dak and one with Joe Burrow. The one with Dak is plus 175. The one with Joe Burrow is plus 200. I think there's a way there that you can bet the comeback player of the year on your own and then take one of those parlays and make money either way.
Smart.
No matter what happens.
That's smart.
You do your own research on that, but I'm pretty sure in my head you can do that.
Checks out.
TJ Watt to surpass the regular season sack record and Cooper Kupp to pass regular season receiving yards record is plus 300.
There is no chance that is going to happen.
You don't think Cooper Kupp's going
to? I just don't think Cooper Kupp's going to get it.
Okay. I hear you, dude. Trust me, I hear you. I hear you.
He hears you.
I don't know why. I just think that.
Well, I hear you, dude.
They really haven't been beating Cooper Kupp as much, right?
2 weeks ago, they did. Last week was a weird week.
Yeah, so if Stafford cannot throw pick sixes, maybe.
Yep. Let's continue with the game. Sorry I got off track there. You know, I'm sorry. Sorry that happened. Where were we at? Steelers and Ravens. Sneaky one. Be careful there.
I'll tell you, I like the Steelers.
Central letdown spot.
I'll ride the Steelers one last time. I've rode them all year.
I might as well do it.
This is Week 18's pay your tribute bets. Yeah.
Pay your tribute bets to the gambling gods this weekend.
That might be where we're at.
I have to take Steelers money line. Ben's actual last ride. Steelers potential last game of the season. You have to donate to the gambling gods so that next season and throughout the playoffs, you have good fortune.
There we go.
You have to bet the Dolphins.
What's that?
You have to bet the Dolphins money line.
No problem.
Yeah, I know. I'm just saying. You just have to. That's what you have to do. Here's an interesting one. Bengals open +3. They are now -3. I did a lot of research on this morning. If they win, they're most likely get the Colts. If they lose, they most likely get the Pats. Would you rather play the Colts or the Pats?
No idea.
Me either.
The Bills?
Well, the Bills, if they beat the Jets, will be the 4 seed, so that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
This is either if Cincy wins, they most likely play the Colts because it'll be 3-6. If they lose, Bills will jump them.
Cincy against the run.
How is Cincy against
If you're Cincinnati, I think you'd rather play the Colts.
You think?
I would rather play Colts. I would not want to play Belichick in that defense. Number two passing defense in the NFL.
Very good secondary.
Colts are good, man.
I know, but still.
I know they fucking lost to the Raiders, but before that they were cooking, dude.
Zach Taylor said, guys getting healthy playoff seeding is something he's going to have to look into. Tyler Boyd came out and said he wants to play. He wants to get 1,000 yards. Some other players have come out and said they want to play. So that's a tricky one. The going from +3 to -3, I don't know if that's just a bunch of money's coming in the Bengals at +3 or the books found out something to move it to 3. So we'll see.
You don't think Baker moves it that much?
Here's my other thing. Do the Browns give a fuck? So does it even matter who the Bengals have out there? Now, I think Case Keenum.
I would take Case Keenum over Lindley. That's my only thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I think with Baker's injury and how he's been playing, Case Keenum gives them a better chance to win than if Baker was playing.
Do you think this was all due to his injury?
And like, what was going on with Chubb? Is Chubb going to get any run next week? Yeah, probably not.
They'll probably De-Ernest. What if?
Is anyone on that team going to try? Because it didn't look like they were trying much last
night. Clowney will.
Clowney tried last night.
Yeah, because he needed his bonuses.
There you go.
Those two sacks got him 330K.
He gets
another two. He gets another 330.
He's going to need another deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that's an interesting one. Pats are -7 still at Miami. Obviously, the Pats have to. We talked about this yesterday. If the Bills are up a bunch, can the Pats drop, though, to 6 and 7? Let's see here. Because they all have the same fucking records around there. Pats are 10-6. So if they lose and the Colts win and the Colts are and they're both 10-7, do they jump? Yeah, because the Colts beat the Pats. So they could fall to 6 and then
play the Bills.
If the Bengals lose and the Bills win, they would play the Bills again. There is some moving around in that situation. So maybe the Pats do go out and give their best effort in that one. Will the Dolphins?
Are you kidding me?
Will the Dolphins go out and give their best effort?
Are you fucking
I'm asking
me?
A Dolphins fan.
I don't see why they wouldn't.
Okay. I'm going to fucking put that in here.
I mean, they should. After what happened last week, they better.
I'm going to put that one in there.
It's not like they're not going to start Tua.
I'm going to take what you just told me and put it in here.
If fucking Duke Johnson's on the field, they'll be fucking playing ball.
Exactly. Jets are 16.5-point dogs at Buffalo.
Feels like a lot.
Does. Because I think the Jets have been trying.
Playing better. Zach Wilson's starting to look like a quarterback. Mm-hmm.
Here's one I think I really like.
Niners?
No, this one is a team that has come out and said they're going for the 2 seed versus a team that has been dead for the last 6 weeks. And that is the Carolina Panthers +8 at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Oof. How far do we think the Bucs are going to go in the playoffs?
It depends. Are they home? Are they on the road? I think they're good at home. On the road is completely different. So if there's a chance the Rams lose to the Niners and the Bucs get that 2 seed, and say for some reason the Packers get knocked off for some reason and the Bucs have home field throughout playoffs, who knows?
Rams-Niners game of the weekend, right? I guess besides Chargers-Raiders.
Yes, those last two games. Because I was looking, so that's that one. I like the Bucs this weekend.
All right.
Saints are -4.5. They win, and they got a good chance of getting in because if the 49ers lose to the Rams. It's 4.5. I'm not going to try to gauge how the Falcons are going to play because I have no idea.
I feel like Atlanta shows up. I don't know why. It's just what it's something Atlanta would do. It's not going to be an easy game.
I think
you know what I mean? Like I might take Atlanta +4.5 just because it feels like one of those games where one team really needs it and one doesn't. And
that happens sometimes.
Like the Saints shouldn't have covered against Carolina.
What do you mean?
What do
you mean?
They were lucky.
That was slow. Instead, he wins the race. Yeah,
they were lucky to win that game in general.
Oh, I'll say that if Saints have a good D-line, right? I saw what happened to Matt Ryan a few weeks ago when they played the Niners.
Matt Ryan probably got hit more this year than entire career combined. He got killed in Buffalo,
too. Oh, yeah, too. He's been taking some fucking shots.
What is going on?
Cardinals and Seahawks, I actually like the matchup for the Seahawks, but are they going to play? So I'm probably going to stay away from that one. And call me crazy. I actually, in these games where are they going to try or not, I like the Seahawks better than the Falcons because the Seahawks are on the road. At least they can't just get in their car right after the game and fucking say see you for the season. They at least have to fly home. I don't know if that's logical thinking or not.
It's not bad.
It's pretty, honestly, it's Tony, bad. It's pretty
like the
good
Falcons point. After the game can get in their car and they're fucking gone.
And the Falcons stadium, the cars are legitimately right there.
Seahawks, though, you got to fly home, then leave.
You got to go back to the facility. It's probably a business cars trip. The facility. It's
a business trip.
You got to take the plane ride with all your teammates.
With all that being said, I'm probably not going to take Seahawks.
I probably will.
Okay, I think that's the right side, though.
Yeah.
Niners and Rams are 4.
4? It's 5.5 yesterday. I know. Is Jimmy in?
I like the Rams match.
No.
Especially if Trey Lance.
No.
I know that fucking Shanahan's had their number.
What's that?
Shanahan has had their number.
Had their number. He's been fucking eating McVay's lunch.
Yeah, had their number.
Guy's been starving. Fucking
had their number.
Shanahan's stealing his lunch money, dude.
But
starving out here.
I can't trust Trey Lance. I don't think I can trust Trey Lance to cover that game.
Trey Lance was fucking spinning it in the second half last week.
But if he plays like he did in the first half, they could be down 21 at that point.
Nah, they got Kittle, Debo, and the boys. Mitchell running the ball. I love the Niners. I just want to see the Niners get into the playoffs because I feel like I'd rather watch the Niners play the Bucs than the Saints play the Bucs.
I agree.
Right?
1,000%.
Like, I don't need to see Taysom Hill starting in the playoffs.
You and I, we're rooting for the Niners in this one.
I'm fucking betting the Niners, too.
Okay.
That's another fucking... I might be taking the Niners one last time to put out the future video.
Yep.
And also, if they win, give me the fucking 49ers. Okay. This one's for me.
This one's for you.
This one's for me.
Chargers and Raiders, I feel like we should bet because it's the last regular season game.
Raiders points. Chargers. Show me Chargers putting two good games together.
I have
decided. And it was the Broncos.
I have decided what I'm going to do with that one. Don't fucking look at me like that, dude.
Come on, dude.
You want me to be on the Raiders?
All Bengals are hitting the COVID.
Okay, so...
That's Tuesday, though. Yeah, they'll get good by Sunday. Test that.
What kind of COVID?
What's that?
What kind of COVID? Henderson, Vaughn. Ugh. That's not great, though. That doesn't, like, lend me to think, like... I mean, if they get enough COVIDs, they're going to be like, all right, we'll just sit everybody.
Throw it in. Good point.
Or, if they were smart... The Bengals that just got COVID would go to everyone else on the team that hasn't.
Don't. You can't say that.
And share a bunch of cups.
You cannot say that.
Inoculate them all.
So that they get it before fucking...
Don't say that.
Before the playoffs, dude. What are we talking about?
Just hope they survive.
Tony, I thought the whole point of this was that we didn't spread it.
Well, this is NFL. In real life, don't spread it. But if you're in the NFL and you want to be good for the playoffs... Maybe think about it.
It's good stuff, Tony.
Something to think about.
It's good stuff.
All right, that's NFL. Tonight, I was on K-State at fucking when they were dogs. Now it's at 7.5.
Hell yeah.
They're still playing college football.
This is the last one, baby. This is the fucking drinking
tip
in, baby.
Of the cap, dude.
LSU's got issues, but I don't know if they've got 7.5 issues.
I can't wait to watch this fucking game, dude.
Give me K-State. What's K-State's little running back's name?
Darren Sproles.
Similar, dude.
What are you doing, Mitt? I see that purple hat back there.
I am not Deuce fucking Vaughn. Taking LSU, dude. I'm taking K-State Tatum minus like
Deuce Vaughn.
Probably alternate spread. I mean, you got no clue who's playing quarterback for LSU. You got 39 Do fucking scholarship players. Like, fuck that shit.
Here's the thing, though. Is Chip fucking leading the family?
No, Chip's not coaching the playoff game.
Yeah, but he's there. He's been around a program.
I don't even know if he's
that guy. He's got his fucking tentacles in there.
LSU keeping QB plans tight-lipped.
I'm sure they are.
Texas Bowl.
Because they don't have
them. Well, yeah, you're not keeping it tight-lipped. There's no quarterback on the fucking roster, dude.
Put Billingsley. They have the running back, Billingsley, number three. Just put him back there. Put in Billingsley. Every single time.
You can hold on the fucking football.
You can hold on the fucking football.
Billingsley.
You can hold on the fucking football.
Is Kelly there?
I'll sleep good tonight if K-State loses and I am on that side. I will not sleep good tonight if I take LSU and they lose. Give me K-State. I'm not laying 7.5, though.
What?
I am.
By a point. Get to 6.5. Jesus Christ.
Oh, they get LSU still got Kirkland and Beck out.
LaVon.
Beach.
Jontre.
Oh.
Beach?
Somewhere.
Are you talking about number 80?
It will either be Matt O'Dowd or Savion Falk.
Remember, this was Mitt's hype boy fucking team of the year, so he's got some info on him.
This is my hype boy team of every
They're year. Saying the veteran wide receiver Kirkland might start at quarterback.
I think he was an athlete coming out of high school.
He played QB out of high school.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Give me LSU plus 7.5. I believe in John Trey Kirkland, dude.
You're a dirtbag, dude. All right, let's go.
He's known for his wheels. Doesn't need to throw.
Let's go to the fucking ice, dude.
They're going
to
run the triple option.
They should run the triple option.
That's what they are.
Chip Kelly does come from Navy.
Yeah. Who?
Navy?
Doesn't Chip matter. Kelly?
Yeah, Chip Kelly, he's a Navy guy. He's a Navy man.
It's all right. LSU's on to next year. It doesn't matter. Walker Howard's coming in. He's going to be a starter.
Okay. Let's go to the ice, dude.
Thank you. Enough about the shit bowl.
Come on, dude.
Texas Bowl.
Jeez.
Who cares?
Put some respect on the state.
The Who Cares Bowl.
You got a national championship coming up in a few days. That's when we should be focused.
What do we care about?
Talking about some guy playing fucking some grad assistant, some jabron playing QB.
It's not a grad assistant, dude. It's a walk-on freshman.
What do we care about in the NHL? Jets, Coyotes?
Yeah, we're going to take the Jets 60-minute money.
No. Right there.
We're riding with the peg tonight.
Yeah.
On the road in Arizona.
We're not taking the Coyotes.
No, we're not taking the Coyotes. I think the only game I'm staying away from tonight is Devils-Bruins, just because I don't really like any of the value there. Lightning on the road at the Blue Jackets. This is a tough one. Okay. Lightning haven't played their best coming out, going into the and coming out of the
They haven't been great in 2022?
What?
They haven't been great in 2022?
They gave up a 9-piece.
Yeah, they gave up a lot of goals.
Fucking...
But that was legacy, you know. That wasn't
keep
Vassy.
Up the so
they gave up a McDonald's number 10 meal.
And Columbus
gets a large fry.
On the other hand, has been scoring a little bit more since they got Line A back. We're gonna take a chance here. We're gonna take a chance plus with Columbus Blue Jackets at plus 202 on the money line.
Go money line. Hey, take the plus 1.5.
Jackets
minus
at home.
120.
You could also take that if you want to play it a little safer.
Play it safer.
It's a good bet from Gump. I'm gonna take the money line. Take a chance.
You fucking live on the
going
edge
against
dude.
The Lightning, dude. Vassy's in that.
I don't love it, but that's what we're gonna do.
Max Domi on the pond.
I hope so. We fucking better be fire the boys up. The Calgary Flames come into Florida, down to Sunrise, Flames. Florida. Bob is in. Bob is confirmed in net. I'm taking the Florida Panthers
no shit,
money line on home ice minus 153.
Bear okay. Shit in the woods, dude.
Yeah, Bob's in net.
Yeah, Florida money line.
Bucket
every time.
San Jose Sharks. Go into Detroit.
To take on the Red Wings. What a matchup.
Sharks
Cellar dwellers?
Took a beating the other day against Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh put up six.
What happened?
Was that on Sunday?
Why did it end up so close?
Well, the Smith was in because Jari had was on the protocol. That was on Sunday.
Don't tell anybody.
And
The Smith
hasn't had the strongest of seasons. He's the backup goaltender, but Jari's coming back now, so
it
should be good. I'm going to go with the Wings on home ice. They're very good on home ice.
Okay.
So I'm going to take Detroit money line, minus 126.
Detroit Rock City.
Colorado going to Chicago. I'm going to take Colorado 60-minute money line.
The Hawks still stink.
Fleury's still in there?
Fleury's still in there. He's probably going tonight. I'm going Colorado 60-minute money line, minus 155. So Colorado to win in regulation.
Okay.
Then we got, let's jump out to Anaheim at home against the Flyers.
Ooh.
Flyers have played a little bit better lately. They're kind of finding their game a little bit. But I'm sticking with the Ducks at home. Money line, minus 137. Very chalky tonight.
Jones in net?
I think Carter Hart might be going. I'm pretty sure he's off the protocol.
Okay.
And I think he's expected.
That's good puck right there.
Against Johnny Gibson for Anaheim.
I see one game.
There is one
there.
Game left.
Kind of sticking out
something
like a
else
sore thumb.
Coming off the protocol, boys announced earlier today. If you were on the wire there, you saw it. The coin is back, fully
Welcome
recovered
back, coin.
From its battle with COVID. And the coin is picking tonight between the Nashville Predators heading into Vegas to take on the Vegas Golden Knights.
Okay.
Vegas,
dude.
All rise, dude. What
the do
fuck?
The thing.
He forgot.
The coin.
All rise! For the honorable coin, Tony was asleep at the switch. When coin came back from COVID, survived, and Tony gives no fucks at all. I said welcome back, and then you're right. I forgot.
The fuck?
Nashville Predators, 8-2 in their last 10 on the road, minus 104 on the money line. Going into Vegas. 7-3 in their last 10. Oh, I'm being told to hold on. There's
a hold. Hold.
It's gotta be Vegas. You see this shit?
What was that? We don't have anything in this office.
Well, thank you, Pat.
We don't hold anything in Hyderabad in this office.
Thank you, Pat.
That was fucking unbelievable.
The coin has had COVID.
You didn't even say, "Are you all right?"
You didn't celebrate it back. You like surviving?
I celebrated today. I gave it a retweet.
I know it's been a long day, a lot of celebrating old Big Ben, but I mean, no need. You don't have to shit on one thing to prop up another.
I forgot.
Happens.
And that's
isn't good.
So that wasn't ill intended.
No. I love the coin.
It's not good.
It's not good for tonight.
This coin's for hockey right now.
Yeah, Vegas. We want Vegas.
Let's go, Stoner.
Nashville will be heads. Vegas will be tails.
Tails never fails.
And the flip.
Oh my God. Tails.
It's tails.
Yes.
Fucking
the coin is spoken.
Oh, has it? Oh, wow.
We're on the Vegas Golden Knights.
Energy right there.
Coin's back.
A little bit of energy for the coin.
Coin's back.
Guys.
Guys.
We don't need the negative energy.
All right. Shout out to the coin.
ELE. Thank you, Pat.
ELE.
The coin had a severe run with COVID. Unvaccinated the coin was, but it fought through, got through COVID protocols to come back. Tony did not give two fucks. Asymptomatic, the coin could not sweat through the metal. We got
you fucking buffoon, dude.
I'm fucking done.
And it is Vegas money line, a great bet from the coin and its triumphant return, no thanks to Tony.
Thank you, Stoner.
Thank you, Stoner.
It's got to be Vegas. I love Vegas tonight. I would have picked that even if the coin said not to.
By the way, we forgot to add to the list. Fucking Hall of Fame player, last game at home. Must bet on.
Drew.
I mean, yeah. It's written in stone.
Yeah, it is written in stone.
Yeah.
Let's go Knights.
Yeah, let's go Stoner.
Let's go Stoner.
Is Stoner playing? That guy plays like once a week.
Okay.
Don't say that about Stoner, dude.
What is it? Stars? Are the Stars done? They haven't played in a month.
Well, it's probably a good thing, pal. They were stinking it up there towards the end.
You kidding me? They not in the playoff hunt?
Stoner playing or not?
I'm looking. Here we go. Stoner is out indefinitely still.
Fuck! Is Ty out there?
What the fuck?
This is your fucking hero, Ty. This guy fucking can't even lace up his skates. He's got cement in them.
Guy's got worse than fucking cement in his skates, dude.
Dude, he doesn't even have skates.
How many games this guy played this year? 10?
And fucking your guy Rupper's trying to champion him as MVP?
I think he was just trying to make people feel good when he said that.
The hell's wrong with Stoner,
this guy,
dude?
Did he ever play?
He's played fucking four games this year, play? Dude.
Stoner plays one game, he has fucking 6 points. You know, plays another game, has another 4 or 5 points. I tell you what,
since the
with the time zone, it's tough to follow the Knights religiously. Okay, I
check the standings
and I see we're atop the leaderboard, and I'm just assuming, hey, Stoner's playing, he's playing well. Lo and behold, the guy's hurt. Fucking Mad Max had wrist surgery. What's going on?
Oh, Max is out too.
Yeah, Pacioretty's out for a while.
Do you like the Knights tonight against the Kings?
Yeah, you have to. Whose barn is it?
Goddamn Predators.
Oh, Vegas barn.
Oh, we're at home?
Against these guys. Fuck you. This guy's
toughest
fuck.
Barn in the league.
This guy spat on the coin's face when it came back from COVID.
Well, who's in goal for the Kings? Is Jonathan Quick still the fucking goalie for the Kings?
Fucking Drew
Kings
Doughty.
Kings are playing.
Drew Doughty's running the point on the power play.
It's the Predators.
It's the Predators, yeah, not the Kings. Okay, so
fucking Pekarinen.
Juicy Soros, dude.
I'll tell you what, Leonard's been fucking standing on his head as of late. Well, so I do like the Golden Knights tonight. Fucking
Leonard's
not
in net. Bob Leonard's not in net tonight. Michael Thompson's in net.
Oh, Michael Thompson's a fucking stud. Brick wall. Reminds me of fucking Patrick Waugh.
Patricia Roy.
Is Waugh still fighting dudes all the time?
He's trying to be the GM of the
Habs, dude.
Speaking of goalies and the Habs, how's Carey doing?
Carey Price?
Haven't heard a peep.
He's not playing hockey this year.
What are you talking about? He's come back.
He came back to play for Canada, not for Montreal.
Yeah, maybe the Habs will trade him, finally get him a shot at winning something.
I got a funny feeling he might retire.
I got a funny feeling if someone went to him with the right offer and said, hey, Carey, we'll give you a chance to go play for something meaningful and the Habs get a chance to get that contract off their books.
Here, tickle my fancy. What if, okay,
go on,
Bob's not a spring chicken anymore. What if Carey goes down to Florida and fucking we get Bob and Carey every other night?
Both of those guys make $10 million a year.
But as we know from last year, the salary cap does not exist.
What are you
playoffs.
Trying to accomplish?
You could want Carey and Bob. You might be on something here.
I want a Stanley Cup.
You could toll Carey on long term IR until the playoffs come, then activate.
Would you trade Jari for Carey straight up?
No. No, you wouldn't.
I don't know.
The guy's a wild card.
I don't think you. Carey. Just because of the way the Pens are set up financially, because of the cap. You'd have to move so much money.
Hey, if that guy will fucking win you a cup, dude.
He will win you a cup.
That team was so shitty last year. So shit.
If he was healthy, I would do it.
I think he's healthy. Just
I don't know.
Not. I don't define know define health. You know.
Please define health. anything else on the ice tonight?
That's it for tonight.
Okay. NBA. Let's go to the NBA, Mitt.
Let's go, Mitt.
If I'm being honest, with everything that was going on with Ben, I forgot.
This fucking
clown. Dude, I mean,
tell you
never
what.
Gonna make
tell you
a
what.
Bet.
I promise you, as soon as bull season's over.
That's just such a lie. This isn't even really fucking bull season. We have LSU playing Kansas State. Sorry.
You son of a bitch, dude.
I mean, it doesn't really matter. LSU's playing 39 scholarship players.
All right. What do you got for NBA?
Go to the
dude?
Court, dude.
Go to the fucking court.
Oh, right. We got the Cleveland Cavaliers are all the way back. We got Jared Allen playing tonight. yeah, we got the Cleveland Cavaliers minus -3. And then, you know what? I'm going with the San Antonio Spurs. Ooh. At their Toronto Raptors, +6.5. They're going up to Canada. I didn't even know that we were playing basketball in Canada this year yesterday, so we're going to go with the San Antonio Spurs. I also like the over of the Knicks and Pacers game. Over 206 is just always enticing for me. I like the under of the New Orleans Pelicans-Suns game at 224. though. I think that is too many points for a Pelicans team that stinks.
Okay.
Baby, Mitt.
Good work, Mitt.
Thank you.
You were 2-0 last night, right?
Yes, sir.
Pick the Cavs, fade the Pels.
Wonder what the haters in the chat will have to say about Mitt's 2-0 night. You know?
I also looked up, I mean, like, obviously I do this every day, and I was looking at the best ATS teams, and I bet all five of them. The only team that I bet on personally that is not in the top five Lakers. Is the LA Lakers, and I tell everybody not to bet on the LA Lakers.
You are a homer who's never lived there.
Hey,
why are they so bad, Mitt? Are they dead?
Well,
how close is AD to come back?
He's made of papier-mâché.
Oh,
jeez.
They built their team around somebody that's basically going to be hurt half the way through the year. Gosh. Like,
okay. Let's move on. Hey, let's move on. Let's move on.
It's good basketball.
We don't need you, fucking.
It's good basketball.
Hey, Carmelo Anthony. I mean, Carmelo Anthony's probably going to have 3 threes, and the Lakers are probably going to win, so you can throw that.
Right on.
There it is. Three threes.
Mellow and a win.
College ball. We already know.
I have a college pick.
Go on.
We already know Marquette.
Start us off, Mitt.
Marquette's in the
back. Start us off, Mitt.
Seton Hall -3 at Butler. Let's go.
Do you like that one? Kids on something?
I don't hate it.
You know what that is for Mitt, right?
What's that?
That's an anti-Butler pick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he hates Butler?
Oh, yeah.
I might have gotten denied from Butler.
Man, if we're going to bet on every school that you got denied from, dude, we're not going to have anyone left to fucking bet on.
We're
going to
run out of money, dude. Ohio +2 at Akron. Underdog in this matchup has covered 6 straight. Western Michigan getting 3.5 at home versus Eastern Michigan.
Sounds like we've got Maction started.
Yes, sir. Dog in this matchup covered 5 of the last 7. The Eagles have not covered in 4 road games. Minnesota, who's lost 1 game all year.
Gophers are hot.
Catching 7 at home versus Illinois. I love Illinois, but Gophers would cover 5 of 6 as a dog.
I might jump on the Gophers with you.
Illinois, 1-4 at their last 5 as a road favorite.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah. Seems like a lot of points.
Seems like a good snake oil opportunity for me to jump in on.
No, don't do that. Kent State, money line at Ball State.
I love Kent.
Ball State has covered in 9 of their last 30 as a dog.
Jeez.
Kentucky catching 2.5 against LSU.
Ooh.
Everybody and their dogs is on LSU. Wildcats have covered in 4 straight.
Here's also what's going to happen. LSU basketball team is super worried about what's going on in the bowl game tonight.
Yeah.
Distracted.
Their point guard's starting quarterback.
Exactly.
Can't be in 2 places at once.
No, you cannot.
Wake Forest, money line at home versus Florida State. Oh. Wake Forest has won all 8 games at home.
Really?
Seminoles have not covered in 7 road games.
Demon Deacons love the Haas.
Thank you, Wake Forest. Navy -3.5 versus Boston U.
Good on you.
Midshipmen have covered in 24 out of their last 32 games.
Did you hear that, Nick?
I heard it.
Terriers have covered in 1 of their last 7. And to finish off the night, Marquette. I got this at +2. Do what you want with how it is now. Providence is fucking hot as a pistol.
Okay. Oh. Smoking gun.
I believe in this Marquette team. I love Shaka Smart. I think maybe, you know, you're either hot or you do. Maybe Providence is due for a stinker.
Okay.
Give me Marquette +2 in a fade the public operation.
Okay. Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck to you and your family.
Good luck to you.
Nick, good luck to you and your family.
Good luck to you and yours.
Mick, good luck to you and your family.
Good luck to you.
Good luck to you and yours.
Everyone, good luck to you and your family.
Good luck to you.
Good luck to you and your family.
Good luck to you.
Good luck. Footy tomorrow. We got
There's no some weird cups going on right now, but
fuck those cups.
Thursday we got a full slate of Serie A,
and I have a teaser here. Gumpy has quite a bit of picks for this weekend for footy, so later this week when he gives them out, Make sure you got your pen and your paper ready.
Yeah, I put, and I don't think, I don't know. I tweeted out my college picks on Saturday. I don't know if I want to do that anymore.
What?
Why?
I tweeted out my college picks on Saturday. I don't know if I want to do that
anymore. Why not?
Maybe take a week off.
It's just not that rewarding when you just get.
Well, you also did it on
New Year's Day.
New Year's Day.
Yeah, I thought the New Year's would be good. There's a lot of bowl
games. New Year, New
Year. No, I will. Fuck it. There's like 200 games. You got to put out something.
You got to do what you got
to do. College basketball's been a bitch lately, though. I'm not going to lie.
It is a fickle bitch.
And they don't announce who's not playing till close to game time.
I mean, it's your. You're rolling the dice, you know, dude. You're flipping a coin.
Self-handicapping, you know?
You're self-handicapping.
Yeah, that's what it is. That's all it is.
Well said.
Good stuff.
Well said.
Good stuff.
Okay. So we did a little early week news from the NFL.
Yeah.
We'll keep updating you as the week goes on things we hear.
Yeah.
NHL, NBA, college basketball.
Tony's going to get a guest soon, he said.
We actually have one on Thursday.
Yeah. Who's that?
John Sheeran.
Oh, JS.
Head of FanDuel Sportsbook.
I like that guy.
Yeah. You know, hey, John, where's the money at? What are we doing? John. Hey, what are we doing here?
John.
Yeah, New Year, guests are back.
Yeah.
Let's bring the guests back.
Yeah.
Footballs.
Don't got to listen to us for an hour straight.
I mean, you know, I think people like us. Yeah. Sometimes.
Sometimes. Oh, Isaiah Wilson got released again?
Fuck, seriously? That guy.
I love the Bucks not releasing Antonio Brown.
Yeah, what's going on there? They just don't want him to play on another team for the playoffs?
I mean, I don't know. Florio was mad about it for some reason.
Okay. Have fun tonight. Good
Enjoy
luck.
Enjoy yourself.
Enjoy yourself. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Done.